And we're back this hour. Richard P. Smith with us again. Richard, thanks for hanging around.
Sure. Glad to, Adam.
Another plug for your website, richardpsmith.com. You can find all of Richard's Black Bear, Whitetail books and DVDs on there. Plus, they're also where?
Book World throughout the UP and gift shops throughout the UP as well.
So look for those. And it's they kind of become a staple at most deer camps that I know. You got to have some Richard P. Smith books.
Well, and a lot of hunters tell me they take them out before deer season to get fired up for the coming season. And some people even read them in the blinds while they're waiting for a big buck of their own.
There you go. Well, we're here to talk bears with you today. And if you were listening to our last outdoor report, you know that there's a video on our Facebook page of a 600-plus pound bear taken in Ontonagon County this year. And we kind of got a little bit of the story from Richard, along with some other anecdotal great information about bigger bears even than that were taken in the UP. So thank you for that.
Sure.
Well, I'd like to start, first of all, by congratulating you on your recent award from the Michigan Outdoor Writers Association. Is that correct?
That's correct. Thanks a lot, Adam.
The Dave Ritchie Award.
Yeah, Dave Ritchie Communicator of the Year Award. And it has very special meaning to me because Dave was one of my mentors. I looked up to Dave years ago when I was just starting as an outdoor writer in the 70s, a long time ago. And I saw his byline frequently in Michigan magazines and national magazines. So I contacted Dave and hooked up with him, and he invited me along on some fishing trips that he was on, and he helped me along as a writer.
Fantastic.
I got a chance to spend time fishing and hunting with him in the field, which adds a lot to the award that I received recently.
Well, congratulations on that, and I'd like to pick your brain a little bit for some bear hunters out there that might be a little discouraged now. You know, second season's underway, dog hunters are out there, they're running their dogs, and they might be getting a little discouraged. Do you have any tips or advice for hunters, you know, about moving their baits? Is it too late to do that, or should they stay pat? Or, you know, talk to us about
that. Well, there's a number of things you can do, but some bait hunters are more worried than they need to be about dog hunting pressure. And I give you a prime example, Adam. One of my best baits that I plan on hunting, starting the third hunt, I've got five or six different bears visiting that bait. And I've also got a trail camera on that bait. I have photos, a sequence of photos from the 15th that might help ease some hunters' minds who are concerned about
dog hunters. Saturday.
Yeah. I have photos of a bear on my bait about 7:30 in the morning. It fed for a while and left. And then I have photos at 8 a.m. of a couple of bear dogs running through the bait site chasing the bear. Bears often visit more than one bait. And in this case, I know the dog hunter in the area. He has a bait not far from mine. The bear was at his bait, then came to my bait. And the dogs trailed from his bait past my bait. But the important thing is, later that evening at 7:30, I have additional photos of that very same bear coming back to the bait before dark. And had I been hunting, I could have killed that bear. Obviously, the dog hunters didn't kill it. And obviously, the bear, even though it was chased by dogs from my bait, didn't associate that with my bait and came back to feed there.
The point is don't get discouraged.
Yeah, don't get discouraged. But if you do have bears that have gone nocturnal, it can be your presence, small game hunting, any number of things can impact when bears are feeding. We've got shorter day length as well. So if all your bears are feeding at night, you can do a number of things that, like in my book, Black Bear Hunting has a whole series of things you can do to get them to come in before dark. But it's not too late to start a new bait. There's lots of bears out there. If you've got another spot in mind, you can start a new bait while you're working on trying to get a bear in during the daylight on a bait you've been hunting.
That's fantastic. And it is a great section of your book talking about nocturnal hunting nocturnal bears.
How to avoid that.
Yeah. Great. Richard P. Smith, thank you so much for your time again. Love to have you back. Obviously, we got bow season coming up here pretty quick.
Yeah, all kinds of things going on.
You got your hunt coming up here. You're in the third hunt for bear hunting. Please come back and see us after you get back from bear camp.
Sure, we'll be glad to.
Thanks for joining us. Richard P. Smith. Check him out at richardpsmith.com. And this is The Outdoor Show.